nice and tight. It's 6 o'clock. Why does that say 6:01 when it's only 6 o'clock 30? I'm Dale Darwin. I'm on your basic radio. For those of you who are calling to find out who the winner is for the backpacking trip, don't call now, because I'm not going to do the contest, the drawing, until everybody's up between 8:30 and 9. Much to the chagrin of Jim Elliott, who has said all night that I was gonna. So 8:30 and 9. So hang in there and hear the holler. I got so ramped up on the promotion that we were doing, I forgot to tell you what station it was. Fortunately, I called and they told me. It's 6:03 at WRKO, so go home. It is 6:06. It's WRKO. Good morning. I'm Dale Darwin. I am going to have the grand drawing for the backpacking trip to Europe coming up between 8:30 and 9 this morning. So I'll go back to sleep and enjoy yourself.
God knows we've tried.
Here it is, 6:09. Time flies when you're having a good time, when you're having fun. It's two times in one sentence. That's bad programming. This is WRKO and Neil Diamond. Walk on water. You have got a friend. And of course, it's Carole King from a year ago now. That was that's a long time. It's 6:17 at WRKO. Partly cloudy is what it's going to be for our fourth. It'll be cool, a lot less humid today, that I can dig that. High will be around 70. It'll be fair, continued cool tonight, low in the 50s. It's winter again. Little change tomorrow. Sunny and cool, high in the low 70s. I don't mind at all. It's 63 degrees right
now. Time now for another Toyota tale. Shopping around.
See how much more your money can buy.
Never knew I was so popular till I started pricing economy cars. I shook more hands today than an underdog running for office. One guy practically promised me a diplomatic post. It's like a political primary out there. Everybody has a better price than everybody else. You want to save yourself a lot of trouble? Take it from me. Toyota has the lowest price model of the 10 best-selling economy cars.
Price model in the 10 best-selling economy cars now at your nearby Toyota dealer.
I want to tell you about my first weekend in the sun. On Saturday, was I pale. I was given a new suntan lotion to try, Golden Tan from Sea and Ski. It was supposed to help make me tan fast. I've heard that before. But by Sunday night, I was tan. It was one thing to be told how fast I get a beautiful tan. It was another thing to be shown.
New Golden Tan. Use it to get your tan, then use it to keep your tan. Beautiful.
Once around life, once around living, once around veering, or keep around shit. Come around, take the best that life's given. Once around fearing, you'll keep around slits.
When you're out of slits.
WRKO.
Final drive for that WRKO backpacking trip through Europe is coming up in a little while. Hang in there. It's 6:23 presently. This is Dale Darwin with Gilbert O'Sullivan, who doesn't use deodorant. He's alone.
In a little while from now, alone again. Naturally.
Just stop breathing on people, Gilbert. You'll be all right. Alone again, naturally, Gilbert O'Sullivan. Kind of a sad record, so I make light of it at the end, yada yada. 6:27, it's WRKO. First person who calls me at 931-1668. First person that gets through, let's put it that way, gets Alice Cooper Schools Out. The following is brought to you by the Boston...
The 19th century produced numbers of so-called liberated women who, out of desperation, behaved in ways that at the time were labeled outrageous.
Globe.
But today probably wouldn't be noticed even by Women's Wear Daily. Two of these women are currently the subjects of full-scale biographies, George Sand and Lola Montez. Both are being touted as precursors of Women's Lib, But the facts about these two self-absorbed creatures indicate that they were heavily concerned with their own egos, and only glancingly with sexual or sociological conviction. Both George and Lola smoked cigars, wore men's clothes, and whatever was not done was just what they wanted to do. The power of some women to reduce grown men to blubber is one of the sadder aspects of the sad history of the species. That ability of these two women is really the only quality that makes them interesting to read about today. This is how Margaret Manning reviews books. Margaret Manning reviews books for the Globe.
When Boxcar Bertha caught a train, she caught it good.
Damn it, Bill, hit that plunger. This is one people we ain't letting get away.
America of the 30s was a free country. Bertha was just a little bit freer than most folks.
Tom, you hold off them guns. I'm going to grab me some greenbacks.
She was a wild little lady from Texas who parlayed a grudge and a gun into a one-woman war against the railroads. They called her Boxcar Bertha. American International Pictures presents a true story about America's only lady train robber. Back in those wild 30s, she gave the railroads and the boys something to shout about.
Yahoo!
Boxcar Bertha stars Barbara Hershey with David Carradine, Barry Primus, and Bernie Casey. It's rated R.
It starts tomorrow at the Meadow Glen Drive-In in Medford and the Skyview Drive-In in Skyview, also known as Brockton. Tonowitch, he know how to say his name, lives in Wilmington, got the School's Out album free of charge from me. Do something especially meaningful today by feeding hungry children overseas with a donation of $2 or more to KIA, Box M, Boston 02116.
WRKO.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find.
Airchecks.com.